Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. Who are you? Who are you really? Who are you in your own mind, in your own heart? And how does that differ from the way that God thinks of you, relates to you, feels about you? This is so important if we're going to have a healthy relationship with God. We've got to come to understand how he views us and how to change our view of ourselves where that doesn't fit with how God feels about us. And this has been on my mind because of an article I've read. It's an article in Premier Christianity magazine from February 2019. The article is by a lady called Claire Musters, and it's about her own struggle to change her thinking about herself. And one of the tools that she recommends and declares honestly that she finds it difficult to do, but I'll share this with you and see if it might be useful. And what it is, it's three sections of ideas with scriptures attached. And the recommendation is to read the Bible verses referenced here, and perhaps even memorize them, but in particular to speak out loud the phrases. Speak them out loud, as weird as that might feel. So let me read them for you. And the three sections are, I am accepted, I am secure, and I am significant. So first of all, the I am accepted scriptures. I'll read the phrase and then the reference. I am accepted. I am God's child. John 1 verse 12. As a disciple, I am a friend of Jesus Christ. John 15:15. I have been justified. Romans 5, verse 1. I am united with the Lord, and I am one with him in spirit. 1 Corinthians 6, 17. I have been bought with a price, and I belong to God. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 to 20. I am a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12, 27. I have been chosen by God and adopted as his child. Ephesians 1, 3 to 8. I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins. Colossians 1, 13 to 14. I am complete in Christ. Colossians 2, 9 to 10. I have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4, 14 to 16. That's our first section, I am accepted. Now this second section, I am secure. Why am I secure? Because I am free from condemnation. Romans 8, 1 to 2. I am assured that God works for my good in all circumstances. Romans 8, 28. I am free from any condemnation brought against me, and I cannot be separated from the love of God. Romans 8, 31 to 39. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God. 2 Corinthians 1, 21 to 22. I am hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, 1 to 4. I am confident that God will complete the good work he started in me. Philippians 1, verse 6. I am a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I am born of God, and the evil one cannot touch me. 1 John 5:18. That's our I am secure section. Finally, the I am significant section. I am a branch of Jesus Christ, the true vine, and a channel of his life. 15:5. I have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. 15:16. I am God's temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I am a minister of reconciliation for God. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. I am seated with Jesus Christ in the heavenly realm. Ephesians 2:6. I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. I may approach God with freedom and confidence. Ephesians 3:12. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. 3 sections. I am accepted. I am secure. I am significant. Now, I don't know what it does for you, but just reading those through has calmed me somewhat. I've come out just now to do some reading and preparation, and I've been a little bit tense thinking about things that need to get done, and just reading this is, well, it's brought some more peace to my spirit. What about this idea of reading these scriptures? The concept of affirmations is common in the self-development and self-help world, and nothing wrong with that as such, but I wonder whether we can spiritually help ourselves by meditating on scriptures like these. And perhaps, why don't you try what she suggests, which is to read these out loud. She says, initially I cringed as it felt like brainwashing, and yet as I reflected, I realized that everything on it, on this list, is biblical truth. Since it's true, well, let's let it settle into our own hearts and minds and help us to believe who we are in Christ, who we are to God, according to his definition rather than our own inner critical mind, spirit, voice, whatever is there. Well, let me know what you think of this. Let me know if you try it and how it works for you, or if you try something a little different. It'd be good to share our experiences with this. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit, please pass the link on. If you could leave us a review, I'd be so grateful, because it helps to increase the visibility of these recordings and more people might be helped by them. Thank you so much, and I do pray that the next time you spend some time, some personal time where you're consciously wanting to hear God's voice, whether you're reading scripture or praying, I pray that it'll be a meaningful time and one that convinces you more fully and completely and clearly and accurately who you are in Christ, according to God. Take care and God bless.